And now this is a dictation for Eric, A-R-I-K, Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R, May 21, 2001, addressed as a letter to Dr. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, 837-9307, and Dr. Venkatran, V as in Victor, E-N-K-A-T-R-A-N, 956-6951. Dear doctors, a follow-up for Mr. Foster, Eric, who has palpable purpura, vasculitis, been treated with steroids and CellCept, comes accompanied with mother, prednisone is being decreased, CellCept is being augmented, has gained some weight on the face and acne, there has been no further skin lesions, and the prior ulcerations are healing, topical treatment, no antibiotics. There was some thrush that was treated with rinsing of nystatin. Has not noticed any changes on bowel or urine. He presently remains not sexually active. I did an extensive review system and presently not contributory. Medication review included losartan on prophylaxis for pneumocystis with Bactrim 3 days a week, the prednisone and CellCept, the Prilosec for gastritis protection, for his depression on Lexapro. He went to urgent care despite having no urinary symptoms. He requested a urine sample. It shows blood but no other abnormalities, and there was pseudomonas in the urine. Treated with Cipro twice a day, 500 milligrams each, completed 7 days just recently, no side effects. Again, no urinary symptoms. He has high calcium, and we are checking PTH and vitamin D-125. Present blood pressure, 120/74. Some early Cushingoid appearance of the face. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal or back tenderness, no major edema or focal deficit. Most recent chemistry is done. Normal kidney function. The protein in the urine has decreased significantly. The ratio from 1.3 to presently close to 0.3. Hemoglobin remains high, minor increase of neutrophils, normal platelet counts, normal potassium acid base, minor decrease of sodium, elevated calcium 10.7, normal glucose. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He's been treated for potential vasculitis with, excuse me, he's been treated for palpable purpura vasculitis, potentially Henoch-Schönlein. IgA levels were elevated, although not detectable by direct immunofluorescence. Clinically, he is responding very well. No skin lesions, the proteinuria is resolving, stable kidney function, blood pressure well controlled. He has persistent hematuria. However, if he has IgA nephropathy as part of the plus minus vasculitis, hematuria is the hallmark of the disease and might be present for long periods of time. He also has seen urology for further evaluation. There are discussions through University of Michigan to do a new CT scan, ultrasound, a potentially cystoscopy. I believe at this point in time, a renal biopsy will not change present treatment. I'm open to the idea of biopsy if the clinical condition merits. I don't think he needs to test his urine unless he has symptoms. Preventing the exposure to unnecessary medications, continue prednisone for pneumocystis protection until the dose of prednisone is significantly decreased, continue gastritis prophylaxis, monitor blood pressure at home, management of his anxiety depression, evaluation of elevated calcium, awaiting results of PTH. He's taking no calcium or vitamin D supplementation. High calcium level is not a typical finding. Of vasculitis. Further workup will be needed according to PTH levels. All issues discussed at length, prolonged visit with patient and mother. End of dictation.